The Nationals going for the three-game sweep of the Marlins. Gio Gonzalez on the hill in search of his 14th win of the season. Pick up the action in the first. No score. Ryan Zimmerman facing Dylan Peters.
Here's the 1-0 pitch, and there's a ball grounded through the left side and a base hit. Being waved is the lead runner, Turner. The throw is cut off, and they've got Rendon hung up between second and third. The run has scored, and there's D. Gordon putting the tag on Rendon. And Zimmerman is at first base with a single and a run batted in, and it's 1-0 Washington.
And Zimmerman is hammered deep right. Stanton back, and he'll watch it go up into the second deck, the home run porch. Ryan Zimmerman has hit home run number 31 in this season, and it's 3-0 Nationals. Runners will be going on the 3-2 two-out pitch, and Anderson takes strike three called. He started for first. He's rung up by Nick Lentz. The Marlins loaded the bases with nobody out, but Gio escapes. Real Muto, a line drive to short. More and Anderson strikeouts.
Here comes a 2-0 from Gonzalez. And Stanton hits it on the ground to the left side. The shortstop goes to second. One over to first. Two. Inning-ending double play ball, and the miseries with the bat continue for Giancarlo and the Marlins.
The series is 2011, 11 out of 18. Here's a ball lined at the middle and a diving catch. Good play by the shortstop. Turner to his left, robbing Talese of a base hit. Pitch to Taylor is driven deep to left. Back goes Ozuna, no chance. Up above the Clevelander. Solo home run, Michael Taylor. 7-0 Nationals.
The Nationals win at 8-1, sweeping the three-game set against the Marlins. Gio Gonzalez's 14th win, going five scoreless innings, striking out four. Ryan Zimmerman, three hits, two RBIs, and three runs scored. D. Gordon extends his hitting streak to 10 games in the loss. The Marlins swept by the Nationals. Manager Don Mattingly spoke after.
Yeah, well, not this series. It's been a while now. It's like 10 days of this. You know, I wish I had an answer for it. I honestly don't. You know, you see teams go into little spells where you don't score runs and the offense doesn't click, and it kind of gets on that kind of a thing, and momentum goes that direction. But it's getting extended, so you start you really don't have any. I don't have an answer for it.
I mean, there's a lot going on in Miami, and with everyone knows what's going on. Is anything impacting anything? You know,
that's just another excuse, honestly, and. I mean, you deal with stuff all the time. And you know, obviously this is I don't want to downplay what's, you know, going on with that. But that's doesn't have anything to do with the last, you know, 7 days before that. I don't think we can blame it on anything. I think that's one of the things you ask your club early on, to not make excuses, not do that kind of thing. We're not swinging the bats. And it's pretty much as simple as that. Well, obviously not quite as sharp as we talked about before the game. It's a different opponent. I mean, that's a lineup with some experienced guys that have been around, had a chance to see him on tape. We're going to did a little bit of their homework and what they wanted to do with him. But I still think there were moments in there. I thought he got the ball up today. Wasn't as sharp with that. But he still had innings where you could see him go to his breaking ball more, used his changeup. There were flashes of what you want to see. It just wasn't as sharp as the other day.
Larger issues in the region, as you mentioned, but what was it like with the sort of a weird atmosphere in the ballpark today?
It was pretty flat. Honestly, the last couple of days have been pretty – it's been a little surreal around here. You know, obviously coming to the ballpark, you see people in – you know, last night actually going home, people just stacked at the gas stations, and today a lot of, you know, gas stations that there was nobody there, so or you couldn't, no fuel. So it's definitely been a little different, knowing that I've never been in this area when people are preparing for something like this, and this is obviously nothing that, you know, a storm that as big as any that's ever been, right? So, you know, obviously people are concerned and they're getting ready for that. So it's definitely a little different.
You did have a few chances, base loaded and double play.
As bad as it's hard to talk about it when you scratch for a run at the end of the game, But we do have bases loaded. JT's ball right at Turner, you know, kind of has a chance to flip that game. And, it, you know, it's right at him. Could be a ball that's in the seam, gets three right there, and we got a new game. But we don't get it there. Then we get first and second the next inning with G up. He gets himself in a good count, and then Gio gets him to, I think, roll over maybe a change or a slow curveball, and they get out of that. And from there, it didn't seem like we really mounted much. You know, and shoot, I think he had close to 100 pitches in five innings, so it wasn't like we were just up there hacking. I think guys are working. I'm not saying guys aren't trying and maybe trying too hard. You know, obviously I'm reaching for straws at this point to try to find a reason why. I don't know if there's truly an explanation for that. Maybe a day from now or 2 days from now, our team's scoring 8-10 runs a game again, and these days are behind you, and you got a different momentum going. That would be nice. That would be nice.
Up next, the Marlins begin a series on the road against the Braves on Thursday. Dan Straley on the Hill.